what most people believe is a conspiracy theory. They believe that Osama bin Laden and and his friends in Al Qaeda met in a cave in Afghanistan and planned to hijack airplanes and to fly them into the World Trade Centers and the Pentagon. What we believe is an alternative to that conspiracy theory. What we believe is that a group from a think tank called Project for a New American Century that included many high government officials wanted to start wars to capture the all the remaining oil resources in the Middle East and the Caspian region just north of Afghanistan, but they needed a pretext, a justification to get the American people to go along with it, building number 7 was a building that was very much the same size as that one there. No airplanes crashed into it. It had a few fires. It blew up at 5:20 in the evening. Nobody knows about building number 7. Architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth.
So I've studied the theories online.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah.
And I got to a point where I just thought, could people in officialdom, it only takes one person to break the secret. Could that many people keep a secret?
It definitely boggles the mind. There have been a few whistleblowers that have, people within the government that have spoken out.
Where's the monument for the victims?
If you go to that building, Memorial Review site, that will probably tell you more about I think it's under construction. I don't know exactly where it is.
It's not yet finished.
I don't think it's finished yet, but...
So you're saying it boggles the mind that there's been some whistleblowers?
There was a New York City official. His name was Barry Jennings, and he was head of the New York City Housing Authority, and he was a deputy emergency management coordinator. And on 9/11, he went up to the 27th floor of building number 7, where the emergency management offices were, and he found the office had been evacuated. That was shortly after the plane had hit the building, the North Tower, and before the build, before any plane had hit the South Tower, and he said that it had been hastily evacuated, and he was told to get out of building number 7, and he, but when he was going down the elevators didn't work, so he's going down the stairs. There was a huge explosion. The stair landing got blown out from underneath them. They had to climb up on the railing to get to the 8th floor. And they were in there as the two buildings came down. And they said there were powerful explosions going on in building number 7. And he got, a year ago, he came out and gave an interview and told all this. A year and a half ago, he gave the interview. A year ago, he was, the BBC reported that he died. He died. Nobody can get any information as to like how he died or where he died. The BBC announced this a few days before they released their show about the, they called the 7th Tower, about the building number 7. And in it, they had some interviews with him, but he changed his story when the BBC did their interview of him. That they